America has a long history of allowing religious freedom, including for the Jews. The U.S. was the first country, in fact, to recognize Israel at its rebirth as a nation in 1948. But today, there is an all-out assault among Jews, both in Israel near Gaza and even in some places of America, including on some college campuses. Rebecca Downs, who serves as the web editor for Town Hall Media, attended a showing of uncut footage of what Hamas did to Israeli men, women, and children, even babies, during the October 7th attack. And she wrote about it, and she made the point that those who have seen the footage have an obligation to let others know all about it. Rebecca Downs of townhall.com now joins us on the program to discuss this. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, thank you for mentioning that very key point that there is an obligation to tell other people what happened in that footage. It was a very solemn experience, but I also saw it as a privilege in a way, you know, that God chose me to view this footage and then tell others about it and remind them, no, this really happened. This is not, you know, something ginned up by the Israeli government or any, you know, narratives we've seen going around. And something I do like to tell people about that footage is that about less than a week before I attended the footage screening, I remember looking over some very disturbing details because it's hard to get away from it, and just praying to God, how do I forget? And not so much forget, but how do I not dwell on this? How do I not think about something so sad? Because I don't want to be haunted by it. You know, I know it happened. I'm upset by it. I support Israel, what have you. And then a few hours later, I actually got an invitation from the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews and invited me to the footage. So there you go. That's God's answer. Not only was I not meant to forget it, but I was meant to view more, learn more, and share it. And that's, you know, that was God really weighing on me on this issue. And people ask me, how did I get through it? And I tell them through prayer. I prayed individually. I asked others to pray for me. We prayed before, since the event. I had the honor of being invited to, I was one of a handful of journalists, and it was also a pastor outreach event. And Bishop Paul Lanier, who's on the chairman of the board of that group, he just had a great prayer. But people also asked me, what did we see in the footage? And the footage, there actually was a lot of different kinds of footage, right? So you had dash cams, you had CCTV footage, you had...
Excuse me, what does that mean? CCTV?
Sure. Like the dash cam... footage that they have like on the cars.
Oh,
like the camera system. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or on the cars. Or the
so a lot of this was like self footage, cell phone footage, that kind of thing. All kind of put together. How long was the whole film total about?
So that's another interesting thing. The footage that we watched was about, I think I've seen between 43 and 45 minutes long.
Okay.
The end of the screening, that's less than 10% of the footage that they actually have.
Oh, wow. Now, what if somebody said, well, you are watching heavily edited footage, implying that this wasn't all real. You know, the editing means, you know, oh, well, you know, they kind of took things out of context or whatever.
That it wasn't edited. You know, it was, you could tell it was raw footage, especially because, when it comes to a lot of it was Hamas, from Hamas terrorists themselves, their body cam, camera footage or, audio footage they intercepted. It was really intense. You showed, and the fact that it came from Hamas terrorists themselves, you could see the glee and the excitement and the revelry that they took in committing these acts. These were very purposeful acts. They wanted to go out and kill, and in many cases, sadly, do worse to Jews and Israelis. And what else we saw was like pictures of unfortunately the deceased both if they had, like, you know, bloodied victims or victims who had been burned. And something that really struck me is that, unfortunately, these people were burned beyond recognition, but you could still see the look of death upon their face. And I think that's, it shows to humanize these people, that these are human beings that, that died. And really, the sense of humanity that struck me, not just the victims, but there was also footage from first responders. And, through like translation on the screen, you could see, at the Nova Music Festival, a first responder shows up, and unfortunately there are many people there that have died, and he's kind of looking for survivors, and he's just asking multiple times, can anybody show me proof of life? Is anybody alive out there? And nobody answers. And, he's kind of narrating. He's like, you know, oh, this young woman over here is dead. This police officer over here is dead. Fortunately, you see people, missing body parts, and, you know, it was very, very somber. It was kind of like a collection of clips. It was clips of, when Hamas terrorists were going, you know, into town, they would just shoot people in their cars if they saw them, just indiscriminately shoot them. And then for good measure, throw in a few more bullets, unfortunately, add insult to injury. And then, at a kibbutz, they were there. They also the Nova Music Festival, as I mentioned, clips of people, of victims. They had many of them. This is when we saw many of the children and even the babies, unfortunately, who lost their lives to this horrific attack. And then there was also audio from Hamas terrorists that the IDF did get a hold of. And just, again, the glee that they're taking in, you know, a young terrorist calling his parents, and they're celebrating the death of Jews, how he killed 10 Jews, how he's calling from a dead Jewish person's phone. When they say that people were beheaded, they were indeed. I'm going to take Hamas's word for it that this is what they did. When they're talking about decapitating soldiers and letting people do what, you know, play with the head and hang, string the body up. So we did see desecrated IDF soldiers as well, people who gave their lives trying to protect. And in many cases, they did, you know, protect many Jewish and Israeli lives.
What about rape? Was that part of the films, or out of bounds?
We saw like kind of like the after effects of it. If you know, like an IDF soldier dragging around a woman who was bleeding from her genital area. So it's, and you know, she's in a daze. My feeling is she's probably in shock. You know, she's being led around. You could hear whistling and you know, people trying to catcall her. And she's being led into a truck, presumably as you know, being taken hostage. We did not see people being raped in real time. But,
right, but there were definitely many, many reports of that. Now,
yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay,
I choose to believe that happened.
So having seen all this, what is your reaction to the kind of moral equivalence that happens even sometimes on some of the college campuses where it's like, well, okay, you know, Hamas did some bad things, but the Jews have been doing the bad things and the Jews started it.
It's pure ignorance. I think in the fact that even if for people who haven't been invited to view the screening, there's enough information out there in real time. We, you know, age of technology, social media is both a blessing and a curse in this way because there's so much spread of mis and disinformation, but there's also a way to educate yourself in real time. This is happening. There's, you know, not just this footage, but clips out there, eyewitness accounts. Whether you want to watch a video clip of someone talking about their experience or read a report from journalists on the ground, there is no excuse for moral equivalence. I think the moral equivalence is based on ignorance. People talk about occupation or a ceasefire. It's, well, there was a ceasefire in place. Hamas broke it. You know, occupation, that hasn't really been an issue for some time now. There are people that are working on a two-state solution, and unfortunately this really, I believe, hurts that two-state solution cause. There is no excuse for ignorance in the day and age we live in. And sometimes it's, you know, oh, it's too upsetting to read. Okay, well, don't go, you know, looking for the reports that are particularly graphic, there is enough out there for people to educate themselves on town hall. We've done a great job, but of course, we're not the only ones out there providing coverage. The Stop Anti-Semitism account also provides great examples of people who would need to be reminded of the truth of what's been going out there and in this conflict. But there's it's really a fascinating time to live in. And I think from a Christian perspective or religious, even just, religious perspective in general, we live in an amazing time that God has designated to live in our lifetime for stuff like for atrocities like this to be going on. And, we wish it wouldn't happen in our lifetime, but it did. So I think we have a moral obligation to educate ourselves and tell other people about what we've educated ourselves on.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left. The name of your article was Believing and Declaring How Evil This Is, The Duty of Those Who Watch Hamas Footage. Do you regret having taken the time to even watch the film at all?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like I said, prayer helped me in a lot of ways. I was expecting, oh my gosh, am I going to be in tears? Am I going to be feeling faint? Am I going to not be able to keep it together and have to, leave? Thanks be God, that did not happen. I think in a way there, you can't really prepare yourself, but also, I do believe prayer got me through because it was so, so important. In one way, it did stick with me because, sometimes traumatic experiences come back to you is that, I actually went to temple for Hanukkah on Friday night, and I found myself in tears during the mourner's prayer that they have at the end. And I think I was thinking of the line, we pray for those who have nobody left to remember them or pray for them. And it's just the thought that entire families were slaughtered on October 7th. But, I do have to believe that God hears our prayer on this. So I don't regret it at all. I God gets me through it. I regret that it happened and that I, had the events happen that I had to go to such an event. But, God's using me. And I definitely take that as a solemn and a somber privilege and duty and an honor.
Well, here's a quote from your article. You said that the video is, quote, a stark reminder that Israel is currently fighting not only for their right to exist, but for the rights of Jewish people everywhere, end quote.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's because Israel exists so that Jewish people can go there someday, whether they live there now or want to go there later in their lives, so that they have that's why Israel was founded, right? So that Jews have a safe place in this world. And that's how that quote resonates with me for sure.
Okay, we have about a minute left. It's interesting when you think about some of the things George Washington said about how his vision for America, based on Micah 4:4, as a Christian president, he wanted to see a place mm-hmm. where people of all, of goodwill could be here, including the stock of Abraham. That's a very quote, direct quote from him. And every man shall rest under his own vine and fig tree, and there shall be none to make him afraid, Micah 4:4. Here in America. Now, obviously, we're talking about what happened in Israel, but gosh, it never should have happened there either. Okay.
Yeah.
45-second closing thought, and townhall.com is your website. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I really want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. Unfortunately, we are now 2 months after the October 7th attack. People are still denying it. So that makes it all the more important to get it out there and remind them, no, it did happen. Israel is fighting for survival, for its right to exist, and especially in the United States, we need to uphold and support that.
I guess you're right. I mean, it's shocking, but some of the things that have been happening with the college campuses and, no free speech for the Jews and college campuses, it's unbelievable. But we're out of time, thank you so much for being with us.
Next time.
Okay, Rebecca Downs, all the best. Thank you now.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.